Please welcome Hank.
So this Saturday, I will have been married 22 years. I know, right? It's good. It's good. And every time that we approach my anniversary, our anniversary, I think about all the little threads, all the little things that brought us together, and how unlikely it was that we should have ever even met. You see, I've got to bring you back a long way, and that is in 1988. Oh my gosh. So I was a sophomore in one high school, and I had gotten into some trouble. Not just a little bit of trouble, a lot of trouble. I'll share that story another time. But it was enough trouble that my family looked at me and said, you need to go to a different high school. You don't have the right friends for an influence and to make you have the make you make the right decisions. It's like, okay, fine. Not that I wanted to be there. My friends, my teachers, everybody I knew, the crushes I had, all at this old school. But what do? 17, you go, you do what your family tells you to do. So I end up at this new school and I give it the one protest that I have at my disposal, which is my brand new reflective lens Ray-Ban Wayfarers. I wore them constantly. It didn't matter whether it was sunny or foggy or night. It didn't matter. And I didn't wear them because my life was, you know, so bright I needed to wear shades. No. I just didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to see these people. These weren't my friends. These weren't the people that I grew up with. And I didn't really want to be there. I had first period drafting and second period biology. Small part of the story, but it's important. In drafting, I would show up, and in the front of the class, because I sat in the back, again, I didn't want to be there. In the front of the class, there was this girl. And in 1988, jean miniskirts were really in. Okay, again, 17, give me a little bit of a break. I would watch her sit down, just gather up that jean miniskirt, and sit down on the stools, because it wasn't a normal chair, it was a stool, it was drafting. And I'm like, huh. And she was really excited. She was always happy. She was very positive. And I loved her smile, and I loved the way she sat down. I was a little bored in my biology class. I didn't think it was going fast enough. So I went to the dean and said, hey, can I switch to AP Bio? And that made me switch from drafting first period to bio first period, and then drafting second. Bummed, I didn't get to see this girl sit down anymore, but I was really excited because on the way to that bio class, I passed by the janitor's office where her and her other ROTC mates would be outside playing hacky sack. So every day with my glasses on, I would walk by, I would nod to her, and I would just say hi. It's all I had in me was just hi. Little did I know, her best friend sat next to me in that bio class, and we started talking one day, and I asked some questions, and I found out her name was Heather. Got her name. Okay, cool. Hey, has she seen anyone? I mean, that's really important. It's in high school. No, she wasn't seeing anyone. She just broke up. Fantastic. She have a date to homecoming? Really important stuff. No, she didn't have a date to homecoming. Yes. Okay. But every day, for weeks that led into months, all I would do is walk by that janitor's office with my glasses on, nod to her, and say hi. I couldn't bring up the courage. I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't turn around and say anything more than hi. And I remember it was October 14th, Friday. I was walking by, and I had just had enough. I had my glasses on, nodded my head and said hi, walked another three or four steps, stopped, and turned around and approached her and said, hi, I'm Hank. The biggest blush crosses her face. I have no idea. It's like the blush is so big. You've seen it on people. Like the blush goes down to their elbows. It's like, what is going on? So we talked for a couple of minutes. The bell rang. We had to get to class. So I go to my second period drafting class. I walk in my normal slow pace. I walk in and I see her standing there. Kind of scratching my head a little bit. She approaches me. She has a note. This is before Snapchat. This is before Twitter, Facebook. There's no relationship status. She hands me a note, and it's in one of those football shapes. It's tied really. It's in there really tight. She runs up to me. And she says, happy birthday. And I was really perplexed because my birthday is in July. Class starts, she leaves, she runs out the door, class starts, and I open the note really carefully in the back, and I see that she wants to get to know the guy behind the shades of black. I still have that note to this day. Thank you. That weekend, we talked for many hours. It was probably about 4 to 5 hours a night. That Saturday, the 15th, I kissed her for the first time. We were moving fast. It was high school. Sunday, she walked into the place I was working with her life story in a report folder. You know, the ones with the clear covers. Typewritten, double-spaced, all perfectly there. I read all about her life. Anyway, that was a long time ago, and I just think about all the times in our lives where it's that fear that we have inside of us that we don't want to do something, and it's that fear that holds us back from doing something great, maybe meeting that person, maybe getting that new job, maybe doing that thing that you never thought you could do. And if I didn't stop myself and turn around and say, "Hi, my name is Hank," I wouldn't be celebrating my anniversary this Saturday.